producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
7 past the hour, Doug Stephens, good day. And he has been banging. I'm so curious.
Why are you talking?
Doug has been, because you're busy typing, and you've been banging on that keyboard for the last...
Well, what does that have to do? Why would anybody care about that? They only care about what's going on.
Because I figured you weren't paying attention enough to be able to start the program.
I'm always paying more attention. I always pay attention to everything that's going on.
But I'm curious.
What?
Who are you emailing?
I was emailing Joe about things that need to be done today on the farm.
Okay.
In fact.
Because there's a big difference. By the way, it's a good day program, right, Doug?
Yeah, it is the good day program with Roberta Fasanelli,
Rich
McFadden, Doug Stephan on the good day program. We have a number of processes and things to be done on the farm. We have about a month left of productive time before it's over. We've had our first frost of the season here.
Have you really?
So, yep, all the corn, everything, nothing grows anymore now. Although you could put grass seed down and enough warmth in the soil for it to begin to germinate enough so it would probably survive over the winter, but you wouldn't plant something like corn or anything expected to grow. The flowers have done all the mums that have been so beautiful for the fall. If you had them, and most people have them outside, they're gonzo. Just part of the season. But thinking about it, I was on the tractor yesterday chopping corn, and I was thinking that we usually have frost. We're out of frost danger here by the 10th of May, usually. And so it only is June, July, August, September, and October. We have a five-month growing season here, and that's it.
That's
and when you think about it, you look at the trees, it takes them well into May to have all their leaves. Now, I'm looking out my window at the pastures and the forest and the trees that surround my farm, and the colors are not yet at peak, but they are beautiful, and some depends on the kind of tree it is. Some of the sap maples have turned. The hard maples haven't. Hardwood trees haven't really changed much yet, but there's some beautiful red hues and orange and yellow that are very obvious. And now with the frost, they'll work quicker at turning. This weekend we had chilly weather. It didn't get much above 45, 50 degrees here, which is November weather. It's this time in November, around Thanksgiving, the normal daytime high would be in the 40s. So we went down for a day. As Meredith said last night, we were walking into the movies and it was kind of chilly. And I said, this is November weather. And she looked at me and says, well, it's October weather now.
Right.
And it is. It's October.
I can't believe it's October 19th.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
Why don't you two stop it?
Yep. Right.
Well, there's no.
In case you missed it, summer's over.
Not where I am. No, changing.
Oh, you're down in Florida, right? Exactly.
I'm looking out at the ocean right now, and a couple of palm trees that are nice and green,
good
and
for you,
sea man. Grapes that are nice and green, and the Gulf is nice and calm today. A little on the windy side. It's going to be about 88.
88.
Yeah.
Hooray. Good. Nothing wrong with that.
And the Gulf is really warm. I would put the Gulf water temperature probably somewhere in the low 80s.
Yeah. Well, that's the inland side. The Gulf is the inland side, so the water gets there. It sort of stays there.
Well, I'm on the west coast.
A little more protected. Yeah, the west coast of Florida is.
On the west coast.
Oh, the water's always warmer. But I remember as a kid, because we spent so much time in Riviera Beach and Singer Island and Palm Beach, from the time when my mother got sick in the 60s until today, we've had some sort of presence. It almost felt, for a long time, like my second home before I started going to California. And so there is this, something about the beaches on Riviera Beach and Palm Beach. I've always loved them. The water was always warm, and the surf was never really scary enough. I only got caught once, and I almost drowned swimming out to a sandbar. You know, they're closer, so you swim out to them,
right.
And then the tide comes in fast sometimes. And I remember getting swept into it. And if I wasn't a strong, physically strong, because I'm not a strong swimmer necessarily, but strong person, then I would have probably been broadcasting
from Davy Jones' locker.
That's scary.
It is. All right, speaking of Florida, the Mormons are planning to develop some Florida ranch land that they own in Kissimmee. Matter of fact, it's between the St. John's and Kissimmee Rivers. They have 14,000 acres of land that they bought, that Disney tried to buy from them, and they never sold it. So the Mormon Church is going to develop, listen to this, homes for 500,000 people. They're going over the next 25 years, convert all these cattle pastures to housing for 500,000 people.
Where are they going to get the water that they need there?
There's no water there now.
There's no water to begin with.
Unless there's some desalinization program, Central Florida is a horrible place to be going. I would have thought anyway.
Oh, Central Florida is horrendous.
Yeah.
But all the water flows down from the lakes in Central Florida.
Well, they have to figure that out.
And they've been, there's no water. I mean, the water usage has gotten to the point where the Everglades are
suffering. They want to do this. Will they be allowed?
Well, that's it. The EPA and all of the hoopla about what happens with the environment, that'll be part of the discussion here for sure. But it's just amazing that they're now already in the stages of putting the plan together. Speaking of plans, you've heard about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and what a complete boondoggle it is, how bad it is for all of us. This is just bad for everybody, and we'll explain why. Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund up next here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If a woman wouldn't cross Blackbird and Bond, 400-inch acres used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did. My grandpa built this land. When I was five, I walked the fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the fire. I was land for the nation. This land makes me proud. Son, I'm sorry there's no legacy for you now. Rain on the scarecrow.
So this song may tell the story in song of what we will discuss here for the next few minutes. You've heard me on many occasions talk about this Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now Roberta and Richie and I have Pete Kennedy with us, who's an attorney and president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, also vice president of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. As you know, I'm a dairy farmer. Had a lot of help from these people when I was in a pinch trying to sell raw milk on my farm here in Massachusetts. They are very supportive of the family farmer. I do a radio program now, the American Family Farmer, heard on a lot of radio stations, as it turns out. Every weekend for an hour we talk about these problems and how to solve them. So this could be the biggest problem, and if we don't solve it, Pete, it could go a long way to ending the family farm as we know it, because this Trans-Pacific Partnership is all about big ag, GMO farming, no labels, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a big helping a global only for the American people, Doug. The trade deals we have now are bad enough where these governments can challenge American laws and basically these star chamber type proceedings in Switzerland or wherever, but with this one you can get a corporation that can challenge any laws they consider unfair. So if there's a law that is protective of the family farm in this country, just a single corporation can try and go into the court and kill it.
All right. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership does what in terms of, we were talking about milk, and that's something you're close to, but veggies, beef, all of these other things that can be provided. We have a standard working wage here that we're paying for the most part to people. Labor costs more money here in this country than it does anywhere else in the world. So when you realize that you can have milk that comes from cows in New Zealand, put on a tanker, a 747, and flown over here every day to New York, Sacramento, San Francisco, Portland. That's where your milk supply comes from if this thing goes through. Dairy farms on the West Coast, done. Right?
Well, sure. I mean, they're always telling dairy farms that there's too much supply. That's why prices are so low, and just they've never kept up with inflation. But, yeah, the real... You know, now you see the other side of it is that they're just dumping imports into this country, like milk from Frontera, or you know, some of the other global corporations. And this treaty is just going to make it that much easier to do that.
So, what do people who have a local preference, buy local preference, do to challenge this partnership deal in Congress before it becomes law?
Well, it's not a done deal yet, Doug. Congress still has to vote on it. Unfortunately, they've just voted to take away their own authority to amend the trade agreement as it's now written. So, I mean, there's time to contact your congressman. Phone calls are encouraged over faxes or emails, and tell them that this is a single issue. Your determination on whether you vote for your representative when they're up for re-election will depend on this. It's that important.
So when you say calling is the best and the other ways don't work, that's based on you're a lobbyist in essence. So that's based on what you found to be the practical way. I mean, I think it would be awful hard to get through to people down there in the circumstance, and folks would rather write something because they think they have a record of it. You say that's not true.
Well, you'd be surprised. There's one congressman we're working with right now on local food bills, and what he says if his office gets 10 calls a day, I mean, that's pretty typical. So if they get, it's not, you know, they don't get as many phone calls as you think. So if they get 10 phone calls on one subject a day, they'll take notice. I mean, I'd still suggest maybe sending in faxes or emails. I mean, our organization does have a fax petition that can generate a message to the congressman, but the most effective way of reaching them is to call the office, and that should be top priority.
All right, so if you go to farmtoconsumer.org, farmtoconsumer.org, Roberta, and you see not only the petitions that are there, the ability to sign, the ability to communicate, but it has all of the phone numbers that are necessary for you to get through. And because I've talked about this, I don't want to repeat myself, but yet I do want to repeat myself because I think a lot of people don't hear each time what the nuance is of this Trans-Pacific Partnership. And you hear, I was disappointed to hear that Paul Ryan is in favor of it because he carries some weight as perhaps the new Speaker of the House. Obama wants to get it through, but the people who understand the locavore movement, people who want to have fresh sources, you, me, Rich, everybody who's here, anybody who's got any common sense listening knows that this is the death knell for good fresh food. And if you look at the board of directors of the big corporate ag companies, big corporate food companies, and the big corporate pharma companies, you'll find they're all the same. So they want to feed you bad stuff so that you can get drugs to supposedly make you better. This is insidious. The Trans-Pacific Partnership's got to go down. So go to Pete's web, farmtoconsumer.org, find out how you can make that happen or not happen. Pete, thank you for being here on Good Day.
O owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, my monster from his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
so I will say this, the full version for Friday before Halloween. We're going to do a Halloween concert of sorts here with a lot of the silly and fun Halloween songs that mark this time of year. It's the first time we sort of put these all together this year. Bobby Boris Pickett from Somerville, Massachusetts, and the Crypt Kicker of Five with the Monster Mash. Rich A.
The Mash.
They did the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. I know all of these. We just go through it and I go along with this song just for fun. All right, let's see. Blue Oyster Cult. This is a great pop song. Don't Fear the Reaper from the Scream movies, right?
This is another movie.
Yeah, that's a great, great version.
My favorite memory. There's two favorite memories of this song.
Yeah.
First off, more cowbell. This is the song from the famous Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell, More Cowbell.
Right, yeah.
And secondly, I was at a county fair here in Northern Virginia, and Blue Oyster Cult was playing on one stage, and one of my favorite bands, Better Than Ezra, was playing on another stage across the parking lot.
Yeah.
Better Than Ezra decided they were going to play this song at the same time Blue Oyster Cult did it. So if you stood in the middle, you could hear both bands playing the song almost simultaneously.
That was planned.
No, it just wasn't. Better Than Ezra decided they were going to do it.
Really?
That's funny, yeah.
Huh. All right, Charlie Daniels, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, another Halloween song that gets a lot of play this time of year. Instrumental here, warming up to the vocal part of these songs. Charlie's a little more on the game here.
It's a great song.
Yeah, this is.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're awesome, you're a bow and play real hard. Cause hell broke loose.
Great stuff. Next song in our Halloween concert, mini concert, Donovan's Season of the Witch.
My
be the season of the week.
I never liked it.
Really?
Yeah, I never liked it. Let's keep going. Michael Jackson and Thriller, good Halloween song. Especially when you know what the outcome is.
My kids and I were talking about this, how big this video was when it debuted. I remember watching it on broadcast television, and they aired the whole 20-whatever minute video. And it was a big, big deal. So my kids want to see it, so we're going to have to sit down one day this week and watch the whole video.
Remember the name of the announcer, Roberta? At the end?
Sure you do.
Phil,
No, no, wrong.
Phil Rizzuto? No.
No. Phil Rizzuto is, holy cow! He was, all right, Richie, we'll say that.
I put a spell on you.
Screaming Jay Hawkins. This is the one you got to listen to all the way through. Because there's nothing like the end of this song. I put a spell on you. And this is the song this guy went around the world
singing.
Made him famous.
What? I love.
Let's see. Jumpin' Gene Simmons in Haunted House, another player in Halloween. It's not the same Gene Simmons as is in, what do you call it? Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper?
Oh, Kiss.
Kiss.
Ain't no hang gonna run me.
My favorite. If I put aside, I put a spell on you. My favorite from my oldie, let's see, my oldie, goody, goldie, rusty, rack of wrinkled Halloween records is Sheb Woolley's Purple People Eater. Richie loves it when I tell the story about how this came to be. Sheb Woolley, this Sheb Woolley, the same Sheb Woolley that was in Rawhide. And he was probably number three on the totem pole behind Clint Eastwood and the guy's name who played the boss. I can still see him.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. Also, Sheb Woolley was a guy who was, you know, involved in many scenes. He'd been a character actor in cowboy movies for 30 years. And he used to always bring his guitar onto the set to play and fool around when they weren't involved in takes or just to occupy people's times. So he made this song up on the set of Rawhide. And the people, the stars of Rawhide and all the character actors and stuff were just, they were engaged in this thing like you wouldn't believe. And so he played with it. And they all said, you should release this record. Because he had a lot of country tunes that were popular. And he said, this isn't a country song. No, no, this is a good novelty song. And so that's how this song came to be on the set of Rawhide. Right? Purple People. Where are we? It looks like half past the hour here, Richie. Not really knocking them dead to play rock and roll
music. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
And Rich McFadden, China is still hacking away. Hackers that are associated with the government, the Chinese government, are still trying to penetrate at least seven U.S. companies. And this has happened in the weeks since the two presidents, the Chinese president and the United States president, met. And they agreed not to spy on each other for commercial reasons. CrowdStrike Inc. says software it placed at five U.S. technology and two pharmaceutical companies have detected and rebuffed attacks, which began the day after the Chinese president left our country. What a bunch of whores. My God. Unbelievable.
Looking at the headlines here.
Yeah.
U.S. charges five Chinese military hackers. Chinese hacker arrested for leaking 6 million names, logins.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese hackers infiltrated U.S. companies. I had heard a story last week that China, China arrested hackers that they found, which is all just kind of, look, see, we arrest somebody. We on your side.
Yeah, right. Right.
Okay, Joe, let's go.
Let's go.
Give me login.
All right, speaking of logging in, I would like you all to go, I want you to Google Danielle Ernst, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, Ernst, E-R-N-S-T. And I want you to look, when you Google her, everybody at home, you're in an office, wherever you are, just spend a minute. I'll give you 60 seconds. This is like a Twitter cast. 140 words.
There's 100 of them.
100 Danielle Ernst?
Yeah.
100 pictures of her or 100 Danielle Ernst?
Whatever.
This one is from El Toro. California.
Okay.
El Toro, California. Now, is that
probably not helpful.
It should come up. Well, yeah, but there's a news story associated with her, so I'm figuring that's going to surface to the top of the Google search. She's 17 years old. She was in class on Friday and pulled out of the classroom to be disciplined. The question is, why did she have this public reprimand and embarrassment? According to the high school administrator, her outfit was in direct violation of the school's dress code. Now, I'm betting, Roberta, I don't remember Victoria, whenever I would see her, whenever I was visiting with you, she was off to school, but I think she wore a uniform.
No, didn't
she? She didn't wear a uniform. Okay.
No, because she went to a specialty high school that didn't require uniforms. There's only a handful of high schools in Manhattan that don't have uniform requirements, and that's one of them, yeah.
Okay, are you all looking at this picture now?
I'm looking at the picture, yes.
All right, she has on a gray tank top and a red sort of short sleeve sweater. And the question here, she buttoned up the red cardigan sweater, but still received a school dress code violation. And the question is, when you look at her, is this a violation? If the sweater is buttoned up, she's not supposed to be showing any cleavage.
She's got massive cleavage showing.
Massive, well, if the sweater is unbuttoned.
If the sweater's in this picture,
mm-hmm.
she's got, that's a very swooping tank top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
suggestive.
Yeah.
Suggestible.
Yeah.
No, so this is, she's in Orange County. I mean, El Toro is in Orange County.
She looks like a nice kid. It's a nice outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She's very well dressed. I don't think there's any intent, but yeah, I mean, my first impression was, wow, look at that shirt.
She tweeted, "They told me I was a distraction. I felt really self-conscious. I didn't think they had the right to make me feel like that." So, if your daughter had that circumstance, Roberta, how would you handle it as a mother? I wonder how this... I don't see how the mother handled this. She has a 4-point GPA. She's a photography enthusiast.
She has a perfect score.
Perfect score. Yeah, right.
She does not look like...
A troublemaker.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Well, the schools feared me, let's put it that way.
The schools were you?
schools feared me.
Roberta, did you see the picture? I'd be curious to see what you think of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't seen the picture. Where do I find the picture?
I'll send it to you, Richie.
But Richie, the question comes on whether dress codes are appropriate. See, I think dress codes in school are appropriate because I think you get all of this hazy middle ground stuff out of the way. And if you're a woman, young woman, a girl, they ought to be, by the time you get to high school, kids are getting cruel. So, junior high school, high school.
I like the idea of uniforms. Yeah. I like the idea of uniforms.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I do too.
No, I have no problem with that at all.
All right, well, anyway, there.
And they actually say kids actually do better when they have uniforms.
Well, with less distractions. So kids get
especially
self-conscious
if
about
if you're as, I don't know, socially challenged
mm-hmm.
or financially challenged and can't afford the cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or just a dork and don't know how to dress.
Right.
Now, I'm looking at this picture, and I don't find anything offensive, especially if she buttoned up the sweater at that point.
Right.
I don't see anything offensive here.
She started a dress code petition titled, "Help Me Demand an End to the Sexist Dress Code at My High School." She cited her First Amendment rights. This is a great lesson for children,
by the
way.
I think that's why they singled her out, because she started that.
She started it after she was embarrassed. She wrote, quote, on the petition, "However, the school system immediately takes away..." This is what she did. I wrote on her Facebook page. "As females, we are told we are not allowed to wear clothing that's too low cut or showing too much skin. Why? Because it is inappropriate and distracting. It's incredibly sexist and offensive to tell someone what they are wearing is inappropriate for school or too distracting. If someone is comfortable and confident in what they wear, what gives you the right to make them feel self-conscious? We're told that school is a safe haven. However, I didn't feel safe when I was told I wasn't allowed to wear what I was wearing. When girls are told they can't wear something because it's distracting, they're being objectified." This kid's no dummy. Girls shouldn't be punished for what they wear because Well, what would be the equivalent of a, you've got to a
have
male?
A, you've got to have a point where you say, you know what, that is distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, you could have some really sleazy things walking up and down the hallways of the high school.
Yeah.
And you say what you want, objectifying or not, it is distracting.
She asked her parents their opinion. They sided with the school. And so she wrote in her blog, "My mom said girls need to be modest. Boys will be boys." So this is all about boys and how they take... This is so you don't distract boys. Girls have to wear a certain outfit
so not to, distract
to protect boys. Well, what's right with that?
Right?
Well, that's what the that's really what we're saying.
I agree. Well, no, then the girls and the boys should be separated, and the girls can wear whatever they want.
Why does she like that shirt? What does she want like about that blouse? Why would she want to wear something that goes down that far? And so, you know,
asks the man.
Guys, yeah, the boys, 17, 16, 15 year old boys, they're stupid.
Of course they are.
Every single one of them is just a moron.
Yeah. They used to be your age and my age, and guys are still stupid.
Right.
But, you know, but the girls nowadays, they want to, and I see this in my daughter all the time, and in a way I have to applaud them. They want to say, you know what? This is your problem, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
So you deal with it.
The boys' problem.
To the boys.
Yeah.
This is the boys' problem.
Well, that's
it's
what
not
I'm
my
sort
problem.
Of turning this around a little
problem.
Bit. Yeah.
I want to wear what I feel I'm comfortable in that makes me feel self-confident. If you have a problem with that, then, you know, go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how they think now, you know. And so, in a way, I have to applaud the girls for thinking this way. You know, okay. You know, I want to be who I am, and I don't want anyone.
I
want
to be me.
I want to be me.
What if what she wants to be is sexy in school? What if, again, not saying that's what she wants to be.
What's the definition of sexy?
But what if and just in her mind, let's say she's wearing this because she wants to feel and be attractive and sexy.
And what is wrong with that?
Nothing.
I knew I could start something, boys and girls. Did you know I'd start something?
So what's wrong with that?
I would say in school there has to be a line. You cannot dress sexy in school.
Hmm. Yeah, but
boy or girl.
What's sexy?
Who determines that?
That's up to the
like obscenity.
What is sexy?
But you can't come up. That's the problem. And Roberta's got it, and she knows it. The old radio ruse, when we used to be, this is why these things never made it through court. When you were accused of being obscene on the air, all right, so define what that means.
Obscene?
You can't define it. There's no community standard.
Certain words,
but you know
that
what?
You can't
if, you're, if you're in a private school, they make the rules, that's it. If you're in a public school, you have a public forum, and these are what we suggest. Do you guys have any comment? Yes, no, maybe. Boom. Mm-hmm. Okay, vote on it, and then bam, there it is.
Mm-hmm. I remember at Victoria School, the skirts, if you put your hands down along your sides, the skirts had to be... The minimum that it could be would be at the bottom of your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
If the skirt was shorter than where your fingertips were, then that was against the rules.
She
so all these kids,
shorts.
they would have that skirt to the millimeter,
right.
To the bottom of their fingertips, to the millimeter.
But you preferred that as a mother.
Well, you know, there were a lot of times that I'd see Victoria going out. I knew she rode the subways, and I sat down, I had a talk with her, you know, and I said, look, I don't object to what you're wearing, but men are stupid.
Right.
And they have certain preconceived notions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wear that, some men might think that you are advertising or that you're, quote, looking for it. Is it right? No. Is it just? No. Are you looking for it? No. But why put yourself in a position where you might potentially be bothered in that way?
It's a hard thing for guys to get.
She understood.
That women want to feel sexy without being objectified.
Exactly.
They want to be able to.
Without looking for it.
They want to feel good. They want to feel
pretty.
They want to
look nice.
They want to feel hot without being... ogled, but it's just guys are dumb. That's just the way we are.
Well, men are idiots.
We're hardwired.
You know,
I'm
not signing on to either of those two things. I've done dumb things in my time and idiotic things. Where's the equivalent on the female side? Probably there aren't many.
But Victoria brought up a very good point. She said, you know, if women want to feel sexy, who's defining sexy?
Mm-hmm.
The men are defining sexy, not the women.
No.
And the women are brainwashed. The women are brainwashed by popular culture into thinking that this is sexy. This is what men want.
Well, you ought not to be doing it for men. You ought to be doing it for yourself. Please yourself. And
that's
not,
what she said.
Right.
You know.
Yep. Yep.
But
right.
She said, you know, a lot of these preconceived notions are also, you know, they're solidified by popular culture.
Mm-hmm. And then, hey, let's be real. There are a lot of insecure people out there that dress to get attention.
Right, because they need that
right.
attention.
And yep. That's one of the things that probably some of these dress rules or could try to work against is, you know, hey, listen, you can't walk down the halls like that just to get attention.
It's 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing.
Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones... we'll get it done.
49 past the hour on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and I. Bradley Cooper is going to be about as popular as a snake in Los Angeles because he has made it known that from now on, in any movie where he is a co-star, the female lead must make the same amount of money as he does.
Yeah.
So apparently this came about with Jennifer Lawrence. He's been in a couple of movies with her, and she didn't get paid as much as he did, and she's every bit as hot. So he said, no more. Anybody who signs on to do a movie with me where I'm the co-star with a female lead, she's going to get paid the same as I am, or I'm not doing the movie.
So one of two things, either the female co-star will make more than
right.
they would have, or he will make
less
right. than he would have.
Yeah. All right, speaking of snakes, Roberta, we'll go out on this one. The Oxnard, California area has some very interesting beaches. And over the weekend, a highly venomous yellow-bellied sea snake washed up on shore. This thing even looks at you and you're dead. Have you ever seen one of these? You like snakes. Yellow-bellied. This is where...
No.
You've never seen one?
Oh, man.
Even looks ugly. Ugh. Ugga bunga. All right, 51 after the hour. It's a good day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Monday program, it's time for Tech Talk, and Richard Schimmel, who is Vice President of Business Development at Vivitech Solutions, has some things that are important for all of us to consider here, including a suit launched by Amazon, and it may affect you, so stand by for that information, plus other technology updates coming right up here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Richard Schimmel joins Richie and Kenny and I. He's the development, say this again, Doug, the development business or the business development guy at Vivitech Solutions. The technology that Chili's and Fridays is adapting to replace employees, is this a sign of the times? Is it going to happen at fast food restaurants? This is not, Chili's and Fridays are not necessarily fast food restaurants. You'd expect this at McDonald's or Burger King, I think, Richard, first. Would you not?
Well, it's coming to McDonald's, where you can build your own burgers and then pay for it with a credit card. They're testing it in some areas right now. But as you see the minimum wage creeping up higher and higher, you're going to see less employees.
Yeah, of course. And they've sown the seeds of their own destruction.
That's right. That's right. You know, you're just going to have people serving you the food, and that's it.
Yeah. There's a suit that's been filed by Amazon aimed at those who write make-believe product reviews. There are 1,000 suits or so at the moment. Apparently, Amazon thinks these reviews mislead customers by reviewing the products, and it isn't really a review of the product. Is that basically the summary here?
Well, what's happening is there's a website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, that offers fake reviews for $5 each. And what happens is they verify, Amazon has verified reviews. That means people who buy the product, they're verified as having bought the product. Well, these people who are hired by Fiverr, who have products on Amazon, they want extra reviews. So what they do is they pay these people to write a review. They ship them an empty box, so it's a verified review.
Wow.
And really, in essence, it's fake. It's you know, if you go to Amazon to a lot of products, you'll see verified. Well, they might not be verified. They might be fake reviews.
Wow.
And that's what Amazon wants to stop. There are about 1,100 people right now, reviewers, that are going to be sued or are being sued.
Mm-hmm. And so you best put your pen away or put your computer away.
Well, it's sad. Amazon has always been very transparent in everything. Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And these reviewers are really trying to sell people on something that isn't true.
Yeah.
It's a lie. It's
but
a
Richard,
lie.
You know what it does is it speaks to the value of community when it comes to places like Amazon and eBay, that they self-police themselves because they realize if it looks like a scam, it's all over.
Yep.
Right. You're absolutely right. You know, we've been eBay sellers for over 15 years, my wife and I, and, you know, we've seen fake reviews, fake reviewers, but eBay really polices themselves, but it's nice that Amazon's doing it because Amazon has a big chunk of that.
What's the difference between somebody who does this and a mommy blogger who gets paid by Target to write reviews of shopping in the store?
There's no difference at all.
Huh.
There's no difference at all. You know, but does the mommy blogger, it depends if the mommy blogger admits or has a disclaimer at the bottom that she is being paid for this review.
Most of them do. Most of them say, Target asked me to blah, 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 and here's what I found.
Really?
Right.
Yep.
All right, well, certainly when you're in this world, this is it's an amazing world, brave new world. By the way, the Star Wars Force Awakens, on demand for this new trailer is amazing. You can check that out, Video of the Day at DougStefan.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.